BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God.
We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, you made it to Friday. Congratulations. It's 5:40. Going to be a pretty decent day. I think we've peaked temperature-wise already, but that's not bad, right?
No, it was an anomaly, and now we're on to snow.
Yeah. Yesterday was gorgeous. I was in Salem, New Hampshire. Went up to the new Tuscan Village up there. That's pretty cool. It is
shopping.
I said to Carolyn, we should just move here. It's got everything. I'm thinking about doing that.
Moving just to that shopping mall?
Well, no, they have apartments.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Downsize the house and then just get an apartment there because it's got everything.
What's it got?
Well, first of all, it's got the Tuscan Village. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yep.
With Italian market.
Yeah.
And they even have cooking lessons.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they got L.L. Bean. Although they didn't have any buck knives, so I was disappointed about that. But anyway.
Why are you looking for buck knives?
I think every man needs a buck knife. Yeah, Brian, do you own a buck knife?
I do.
All right. What if I'm in the woods?
You're not going to be in the woods if you're in Salem at Tuscan Village flipping
pizza.
Well,
when I get there. No. I'm thinking about it.
A buck knife.
No, moving.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, that's neat. I've never been
Well, Carolyn
there.
Said, well, great, but then we have the dogs. So we have to walk the dogs. They're yappers. I don't know. So,
those dogs.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Foiled again.
They run you over. Foiled again. Those pesky dogs. But no, it's fun. If you ever find yourself across the border, go check it out. It's a fun little pop-in visit.
Nice.
Really was good.
Okay.
Enjoyed that. What'd you do yesterday with that 60-degree weather?
I apologize to everybody at the paper store.
Uh-oh.
I was that woman. I returned things before Christmas. And I held up the line.
Oh,
because
my
Dave
God.
Falcone
Darts.
Oh, bought me
a
bunch of things I didn't need. So I just, instead of being nice, I just said.
Instead of being nice.
I just returned them.
Oh, wow.
Instead of being nice.
Yeah, like I was going to be like, I'll keep them. But then I looked at what it cost and then I returned them.
And then you're like, I'm going to go ruin everyone's day and return them.
Yes.
And wait a minute, what's so expensive at the paper store?
Okay, so you know the platters they have? They're white platters, and they have little holes in them.
Yes, yes.
And then you can put little figurines.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he went to the paper store to buy Christmas cards, and then he went and bought me every single one of the Christmas ones.
Oh, my God.
At 15 bucks a pop. And I only have two platters.
Well, you rotate.
You get plenty
I can't rotate. So anyway, but I was that person. Yeah. There are two awful people in the world during Christmas in a line.
Yeah.
One, people who return stuff, wait till after the holidays.
Right.
That was me. Mm. And two, somebody who opens a credit card to save 10%.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah, if you do that, you're an awful person, and I hope you get cold.
Well, there you go. That's one out of two.
Okay.
That's that. Brian, do you have any excitement to have on your day? Did you annoy anybody?
I'm continuing to try to finish my kitchen renovation project in time to host Christmas.
It's going
to
happen. Very excited.
We have everyone coming. A week from today is Christmas Eve.
It is.
And we have like, I don't know. 15-20 people coming over on Christmas, and I still don't have a stove in my house.
Oh my God.
You'll be fine. It's good.
I think I'm putting it in today, though.
Jeez.
We're going to make it.
Do you have chips?
We will have chips,
See, now that's
we're going to have a party.
That's a party. You got to have chips.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. What?
I didn't have chips at one party, and I'll never live it down.
You know, there's three things that can annoy you.
Yeah, really.
As it turns out, right?
Simmer down.
Well, wait a minute. I forgot about that.
Simmer down now.
That's right. Okay. Hey, today's the last day to win the great gift giveaway. LBF is going to scoot under that tree
one last time.
We're going to put the tree when we're done.
So that'll be the 9 o'clock hour. Listen for your chance to get one of those great gifts. Then you're in the running for everything under the tree. Total value. Brian, give me that game. Game show, please.
$1,500.
There you go.
It's a shower wash.
Start your day off. off with the ROR Morning Show. Bob, Ruby, Up, and Brian. 105.7 WROR.
Thank you.
80s.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 5:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Our great gift giveaway wraps up today. Like Genesis said, that's all. Okay? 9 o'clock, 10, 1, and 5. Listen for your chance to get the remaining gift cards under the tree. So we'll give you plenty of reminders about that. Right now, LBF has the latest. What's going on, LBF?
Temperatures dropping. It's 55 degrees in Boston. The state is confirming more than 7,000 new coronavirus infections in public school students. 10 districts reported more than 100 new positive tests in the last week, including Boston, Worcester, Lowell, and Brockton. The state's $160 million coronavirus contact tracing effort is wrapping up operations. The state has shifted its priorities and is only performing contact tracing when there's an infection in a group setting. It looks like dozens of people will be ringing in the new year with potato vodka. Lay's revealed its new drink yesterday on Twitter, and all 1,300 bottles sold out in less than 3 hours at $40 a piece. And it looks like Wham's hit Last Christmas is a hit among dogs, too. It was a favorite holiday song among 1,000 dogs. Jingle bells and All I Want for Christmas Is You rounded out the top.
What, did they sing along Last Christmas? How do we know?
They just listen and like it.
They okay. Just wag your tails.
Pee in the corner.
That's a good thing.
Right?
You're very
exactly.
good. Yeah.
In sports, the Patriots will look to extend their winning streak to 8 games when they visit the Colts tomorrow night. The Bruins lost to the Islanders 3-1 last night. The Bruins visit the Canadiens tomorrow and then the Senators on Sunday. And the Celtics take on the Warriors tonight. And weather today, temperatures are cooling off. It's sunny to partly cloudy, falling to near 50 today.
Mm-hmm.
After a high of yesterday. What was it?
It's 60-something.
Yeah.
It got 60 in Boston.
Okay.
Not a record, but very nice.
Okay, it's 58 now. Hey, by the way, Zoe stops by for a final Football Friday for 2021 at 8:35. Okay,
great.
See what he thinks about the next 3 games. So we put him right to work. Okay. All right, Brian, let's take a look at the roads at 5:59.
Yeah, we've got some problems out there. This is brought to you by Mattress Firm.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Frankie did it right, didn't he? Okay.
Well, yeah.
He packed a lot in.
Yes, he sure did.
Hey, this cool report brought to you by Mattress Firms. Hurry into Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Get up to 50% off select mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Sleepy's, and more in stock for fast delivery. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, college students come to the aid of a local business, and you'll know why in a minute.
Okay. Okay. All right, Brian, what do you got?
I got a little Christmas treat for Ted Lasso fans.
Oh, okay.
Like myself.
Yeah, a big one. And maple syrup. It's National Maple Syrup Day.
Oh!
White.
Love it.
Elf loves maple syrup, and here's why you should, too. I'll tell you why.
Okay. All right, so remember that devastating tornado in Kentucky last week? A liquor store in Bowling Green, WK Liquors, was flattened. Now, It was where a lot of students at Western Kentucky University would go to stock up for their parties. So, the students got together and started a GoFundMe to help the owner rebuild and now have raised more than $14,000.
How about those kids?
That's good. That's just good raising right there. That's just good raising.
Right there in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that sweet?
$14,000.
Yeah.
Sure, that's good.
So they're going to rebuild.
That's a project that high school kids should...
College kids. They don't start that early.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it is Kentucky. But,
yeah. Oh, my God.
It's in the water.
Anyway, yeah.
All right, good. All right, Brian. Let's hear it, Brian.
All right, I actually found this on the WROR Wicked Holiday Guide at WROR.com. Ted Lasso fans, the season's over, but they just dropped a holiday short, and it's actually like a claymation Ted Lasso Christmas special. It's only about 5 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the Ted Lasso charm, of course. Here's a quick clip.
I have one more Christmas surprise for you.
It's right.
Yeah, yeah. One of my presents to Keely is that I'd stop by and say Merry Christmas to you lot. So Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Jingle my bells. It's Roy Kent. What's the matter? I got something on my face?
No, Ted, that's the problem. There's nothing on your face.
Hmm?
Your mustache is gone.
Ah! Yeah, that's right. It's the Ted Lasso Missing Christmas Mustache episode.
Wow.
So it's just a little Christmas short, and it's super cute. So all you Ted Lasso fans, check it out.
Is it two seasons in?
What are they, two, three? Yeah.
You like it, though, right? You like it a lot,
two seasons.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Wow.
It's so good. It's, as Jason Sudeikis said, it's based on two things that Americans hate, soccer and people being nice.
Yes. Well, that's nice.
True. Okay. Oh, wow. That's really true.
I don't know if it's all true. It's half
true. It's
mostly
true.
Probably half true.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Okay. All right. It's National Maple Syrup Day.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, Bob, give me some fun facts.
Oh, God. I've been waiting.
Hey, Bob,
for
give me some fun facts.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh.
Okay. Maple syrup, first of all, most of you, the world's maple syrup. He got the assignment.
Yeah. I get it.
Most of the world's maple syrup comes from Quebec. Or Quebec. You say Quebec or Quebec?
I say Canada.
Okay. Yeah. That'll work. Maple syrup is packed with nutrients and antioxidants.
Hmm.
Yeah, they boast plenty of health benefits, filled with all kinds of stuff like zinc, magnesium, calcium, and potassium. It's all natural, right?
Mrs. Butterworth doesn't have that.
No,
does
she
it?
Does
okay.
not. No. Everything Butterworth. Yeah. 40 gallons of maple sap makes 1 gallon of syrup. That's much you need. 40 gallons of sap. A lot of sap, right, Mike?
A lot of sap. Very full.
Yep. The Iroquois people invented maple syrup. How about that?
Wow.
The Iroquois, yeah. They did that. They pioneered tapping technology.
Maple syrup only comes from maple trees. Is that correct,
that
sir?
That is the drew sap from the maple tree.
Otherwise, it would be pine syrup.
Right.
Yes. And that's vodka.
Checking.
That's vodka. So there you go. Some fun facts.
Canada just tapped its strategic reserve of maple syrup,
they had
actually.
To.
Yeah.
They had to.
You know how, like, the oil reserve? They have a maple syrup reserve.
They tapped it.
Yeah. Whoa.
There was a shortage. And a single tree can produce 15 gallons of sap per year, right?
Wow.
So there you go.
So if a single tree is 15 gallons, but you need 40 for 1 gallon.
Right.
So no wonder it's so expensive.
That's why it's expensive. Yeah, 40 gallons. So there you go. Yeah. So okay. Elf was not wrong.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Yeah, he puts it on his spaghetti with some, you know,
not a bad
whatever
idea.
Works for you.
There
you go.
Sweet too.
Hey, however you get your magnesium and your and your zinc, that works. So enjoy a pancake or a flapjack. Are you pancake or French toast?
I'm a French toast girl.
I think so too. Given my druthers.
Yeah.
French toast.
Put some sugar on some bread and put it in my mouth.
That's true. Right. Okay. There you go. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. It's 6:23. Happy Friday, the 17th. Christmas a week from tomorrow. There you go.
That's aggressive.
That was.
You have to say it that way?
Well, it's a public service. Oh, I think it was Sean called LBF. And he wanted to make sure you knew that, yes, maple trees make maple syrup.
I just wanted to confirm. It's not that I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't one of those things where, you know,
maple
another type of
trees
tree. Yeah, they get all the glory, but there are some other hardworking trees that have syrup, too.
Sure, like
birch
or, beer.
You know, like a nice little oak or something like
pine,
that.
Makes pine. Pine saw comes from pine trees.
Right,
do that. That's great.
Okay.
Well, you're not buying that, are you?
No, I'm not buying that. I don't like pine salt smell.
I use Fabuloso. I've told
you
that.
I know you do. That
purple Fabuloso. Okay. So we lost the late, great, he's late, great, Norm MacDonald this year.
Yeah.
So it's the end of the year. So we thought we'd pay homage to Norm MacDonald, great comedian. With his take on the 12 days of Christmas. I think you'll enjoy this, okay?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know, I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey. And Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. The thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. And you know, honey, I'm more of a Well, a hat person, really.
Seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans to swim and six geese to lay and five gold rings. Four calling birds, three finch hens, two turtles, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. No, I like the five gold rings. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird. It turns out that geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds.
10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a million.
Hi, honey. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
Honey, I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That's funny.
There you go.
That's a good spin on it, right?
That is,
Norm,
a good spin.
You know what I mean? Because you always had that humor that came from just a different angle.
Yes.
Right? He was like, okay, if you did give all
I
that?
I hate it when this happens. I never appreciated him when he was alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That happens,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he was so funny.
Yep.
Okay, it's 626, and well, our gift ends today. It is our 12th day.
Yes.
For the great gift giveaway. Gift giveaway, 9 o'clock hour. We'll give you another chance to win one of the prizes. Then you're in the running for everything.
I went to under my Pilates class yesterday, so now I'm all stretchy and I can go.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's your job.
Wow.
So just after 9.
Like Elastigirl now.
we'll do it at 9, 10. Well, I thought I heard you say that. 1 and 5.
Okay.
Great. Elastigirl.
Yep.
What's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Oh, well, Mr. Big is in big trouble. We got to talk about that.
Mr. Big Trouble, huh?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
All right, that's coming up. 627. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Speaking of Big Trouble, we'll check the ride. This is brought to you by Mattress.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It is 6:40 Friday. Let's see what's happening. Dirty Laundry. She's got some good stuff here. And some of it you might not like, but it's your dirty job.
I got to do it.
And you got to do it.
So everyone's been talking about Sex and the City, the reboot, and Just Like That. And Just Like That, now there's controversy. Chris Noth. Who plays Mr. Big. Let's just call him Mr. Big. Who, spoiler alert, dies in the first episode and Just Like That. Has now been accused of sexually assaulting two women. One back in 2004 and one back in 2015. Peloton just did a commercial with Chris Noth because Chris Noth died after on the Sex and the City reboot. After working out on his Peloton. So Peloton hired him to do a commercial, like sort of just kidding, he's still alive. But now they killed the commercial. They don't want anything to do with him.
They did? They killed the commercial?
Yeah, they pulled it.
Wow.
So he's dead again.
So he's dead again.
Jeez. That's a bad day, Mr. Big.
These accusations have some corroboration. You know, I think the reason that these women came out now is that because Chris is in the news with Mr. Big dying. They said it stirred up a lot of emotions. And so when they didn't report it before because they were young and they didn't want their careers to be ruined.
Yeah.
And he was a big shot. And
Mr. Big.
And yeah. And then so one woman says that he assaulted her in his Greenwich Village apartment in New York City. Another woman said he assaulted her in his L.A. apartment. Both incidents, he was married at the time. The more recent one, he had a kid. So he's a dog, you know?
Yeah,
and so
kid and a
he
dog,
said,
yeah.
Chris Noth has responded by saying, it was all consensual. No means no. I understand that.
He doesn't deny it, that it happened, yeah, but it was consensual. While he was married. Okay.
Right. So there's that, but also the nature of the
allegations
are pretty bad. And then people who knew him, young women who knew him in the club scene in New York City, because he kind of owned a couple of little clubs, are coming out now saying he was inappropriate. He was drinking on the set. This one woman in the New York Post, she's an actress. Her name is Zoe Lister-Jones. She says that he was constantly sexually inappropriate with female promoters at the club, and she worked on him with him on Law and Order, and he was drunk and would kind of get into her business and say, "Oh, you smell good," and blah blah blah, and like just get too close for comfort.
Well, you can ask Bill Cosby how it goes when the dam breaks.
A lot of people are coming out saying that it's happening. It'll play out. We'll figure it out. But you know what I have to say? Besides this, I watched the first three episodes of the reboot.
Yeah.
First two are clunky.
Okay.
Third one, excellent.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a really good show. It's really nice to revisit these characters.
What's the plan?
And I'm kind of glad that now Mr. Big is dead. Yeah, I don't have to deal with that nonsense.
Yeah, silver lining.
You know?
How many are they going to have?
I think it's eight.
Yeah.
So I'm on number three. And it's just...
My wife said the same thing you did. She didn't like the first two.
The first two are a little clunky. Yeah. You know how kind of like a new show has to set up what's happening after like a long break.
Kind of reset everything.
So I reset everything, and now they're getting into the groove. And I really like it. And
can I change the topic for a second?
Go ahead.
Sunday night.
What?
On Paramount Plus, it is the origin story of Yellowstone.
Yeah. Let's just put the little,
Yellowstone the goes to 1883.
Talk about the testosterone TV.
Well, it's a little, you know.
I know you love it. And I love it, too.
Yeah, his and hers.
It. Yeah, his and hers.
You
I
can
like
have
it.
Your Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Yellowstone.
And where you can have your buck knife.
That's right.
That's why you need it.
That's why
you need
Yellowstone.
Yeah, I need a buck knife.
All right, just so for people who don't know, that Bob Bronson is obsessed with Yellowstone. As am I. It's his favorite. Like,
he
gets on a
buck knife
show.
Shop. Yes. You're not.
That's what's happening. He wants to go to Montana. He wants to ride a horse. He wants to get some chaps.
Yes.
Well, some places down in Boston.
I think I'm good with the chaps.
No,
okay.
I think you'd be
I'm not
the
doing
chaps,
any rough riding down there, okay? Will not be any rough riding.
All right. Well,
no.
Anyway.
All right, Teddy Roosevelt.
What's on Sunday night?
Well, the buck knife thing was because I was at L.L. Bean yesterday, and I thought every man needs a buck knife.
Oh, because every man goes to L.L. Bean to go get this.
Well,
the real men get their buck knives.
All they had
you
were...
Do have, babe. I'd like this collar to be a pop-up collar, and then you have a buck knife.
Yeah. As it turns out, they don't.
Oh, rats.
Lots of koozies and,
go to Bass Pro.
Sunday night, Yellowstone, Paramount Plus. It's called 1883.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Back to the Future 3.
It's got Sam...
Elliot.
Elliot.
It's got Faith Hill. It's got Faith Hill's husband, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. It's good, man. You can have your Sex in the City.
Yes.
Keep it.
I will.
105.7 WROR, 80s MR. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. It is the 17th of December, Christmas, a week from tomorrow.
Aggressive.
I like it. It's good. You should be ready by now.
I'm not ready at all. I'm not ready at all.
I said
but...
you should be. I knew you weren't. So sunny today. We've already peaked. Yes, that's sad. We've already peaked for the day. The high temp.
I thought you meant life.
Well, suit yourself.
Hey.
59 today. We hit that at midnight, and it's been going down ever since. Cloudy 36 tonight. Hey, tomorrow, be ready. Cloudy with showers and steady snow. Likely later in the day. You know, you'll fill us in on all the weather coming up, LBF. But, last-minute Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
Sure.
Order right from home. Well, this might be a perfect gift for that person with a great sense of music and humor.
Okay.
Yes.
Christmas, the most wonderful time of year for family and children. Until now, Filth Co. Records presents Naughty Noel.
Rudolph the Red Reindeer had a very shiny...
Now the grown-ups can enjoy all these Christmas classics, too.
Grandma got by a
what? Wait, no,
you get
right.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, what fun it is to in a one-horse open sleigh.
Frosty.
With a corn cob and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
And many more.
Jack Frost nipping at your...
No, these songs right. are guaranteed to put you on Santa's list.
Somebody waits for you.
No, that's not very
Naughty
Christmassy.
Noel from Silco. Available only at Leachmere, Woolworth, and Woolco.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I guess you can't get it online after all. Sorry. You just have to go to your nearest Leachmere.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Or Jordan Marsh.
Oh, sure.
You know, Jordan Marsh is always a good Feline. Good luck. It's 6:54. Here's Toto. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It is 6:58. It is Friday. 17th of December. Good one, too. LBF, give us the latest on the details, but weather details. But don't forget, 9 o'clock hour is your next, and today's the last day to win the great gift giveaway.
Yay.
Put you in the running for everything. So that's it after 9. All right, LBF.
All right. It's 56 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Alltown Honey Farms and Extramart. The state is confirming more than 7,000 new coronavirus infections in public school students. 10 districts reported more than 100 new positive tests in the last week, including Boston, Worcester, Lowell, and Brockton. A Dudley firefighter has been arrested after he allegedly grabbed a woman's chest in a local store. Chester Moroz grabbed the woman and pushed her against a counter at the Cumberland Farms store in town. It looks like dozens of people will be ringing in the new year with potato vodka. Lay's revealed its new drink yesterday on Twitter. And all 1,300 bottles sold out in less than 3 hours at $40 a piece. And congratulations are going out to the new Miss America. Emma Broyles of Alaska cried as the crown was placed on her head last night. Miss Alabama was crowned first runner-up, while Miss Massachusetts came in third. In sports, the Patriots will look to extend their winning streak to 8 games when they visit the Colts tomorrow night. The Bruins lost to the Islanders 3-1 last night. They visit the Canadiens tomorrow, and then the Senators on Sunday, and the Celtics take on the Warriors tonight. Weather today, sunny to partly cloudy, temps falling to near 50. And coming up at 8:35, it's Football Fridays with Scott Zolak, and we talk about football, but more importantly, we talk about his birthday, Christmas, and New Year's resolutions.
Oh, it's going to be off the rails. You know he's going to be in that mood.
He's kind of nuts.
He's kind of nutty. Yeah, kind of nutty. So, plus, we'll talk football, like you said.
Yeah,
find out what he thinks of Saturday night's game.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Football, schmutball. Said no one ever. Okay, Brian Bell, how the roads today?
We've got problems out there. This is brought to you by Mattress Firm.
Okay, and it's Friday. As we were saying, we've got some fun. Let's play the 5-second rule game. You guys know how it works. If you're a new listener to this show, maybe you don't, but here's how it works. We're going to give you a category, and then you have 5 seconds under the timer to name as many things in said category as you possibly can. Let's do a Christmas theme.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do
like
that.
If I were to say Christmas candy, go.
Candy canes, chocolate.
Yeah, that's
know
how
what,
you do it. Okay, right there. Yeah,
that's good.
Okay,
hey, you named some Christmas candy.
Oh, I can go ribbon candy canes, chocolate candy, hard candy, candy stuff.
Candy stuff.
Yeah.
Candy stuff.
Well, that's when you stuff the candy.
Right, yeah.
In your mouth.
In your
okay, fine. Which, see, now that went. Not as easy as it looks.
No, it's not as easy as it looks, Bob.
Okay, let's get two players right now.
Okay.
Phones are open. So is our mouth. Okay, 888-410-1057. We need two players to play the 5-second rule, and all you got to do is be better than us, okay?
Easy.
That should
easy.
Be easy. We have a great prize for the winner, too, okay?
More
here we go.
More variety.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Let's have some fun.
Thank God it's yes.
It is. Let's say good morning to our players today for the 5-second rule. Let's say good morning to Janie. Good morning, Janie.
Morning.
Janie, where are you from?
Everett.
Janie from Everett. And we got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, where are you from?
North Andover.
All right. Here we go, ladies. Now, Janie has never heard the game, so she's going to be a little bit of a disadvantage. So, Janie, here's the deal. We're going to give you a category. Okay. You name as many as you can in 5 seconds. You can play with LBF. Mary, I will be playing with you. Don't answer while another player is playing. Did I say something wrong?
No, but I'm noticing that these two have the names of names in a very famous Christmas movie.
Oh, Janie and
Mary.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're going to start with Janie. Remember, Mary, don't
say... What do you want, Mary? You want the moon?
ladies, don't answer while the other one is, because you're just going to help them, okay? So, LBF, you're going to start with Janie.
All right.
All right, and your first...
Okay.
Don't go until I say go. All right, Janie, LBF, what's first category?
Christmas movies.
Okay, Janie, name as many Christmas movies as you can in 5 seconds. Go.
Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life.
There you go. See, you got it. All right. Okay, Mary, you're up. Mary, name as many Santa's reindeer as you can when I say go. Are you ready? Go.
Donner, Dancer, Blitzen, Rudolph.
Okay. All right.
Wow. All right.
Here we
excellent.
Go. We got a game.
All
we
right.
Got a game
all
here.
Right.
Okay. Round two.
Round
for Janie.
Two. Gifts from the 12 days of Christmas.
All right, Janie. Gifts from the 12 days of Christmas. Go.
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a
wow, that was great. Pretty smart.
That's
pretty
good.
Smart.
I almost wanted to sing it.
No, you did a good job.
No extra credit for singing.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm singing.
Janie played that pretty smart. Okay, Mary, it's your turn. In 5 seconds, name as many Christmas decorations as you can. Christmas decorations, go.
Garland, tinsel, light bulbs, star.
All right.
Well, we had a competition here.
We got a game.
All right, okay.
All right, final category for Janie.
All
here
right,
you go,
Janie.
LBF.
Things that will put you on the naughty list.
Oh, Janie, ooh. Things you do that'll put you on Santa's naughty list. Go.
Lying, stealing, telling.
We got two.
You better all expand right. Your badness. I thought of about 50.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that was just in 5 seconds.
Okay. Final round for you, Mary. All right, Mary, your category is gifts you don't want to open around kids or your parents. Okay? Gifts you don't want to open around your kids or parents. Go.
Marijuana.
Really?
Marijuana. All right.
All right. Where do think we got it?
Feeling the pressure.
No, I know.
We got a tie.
We got a tie. Oh, we got a tiebreaker here. All right. We need a tiebreaker then.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Get the game out, LBF. So we're going to have to.
Or you just give them both movie passes.
What?
It is the holiday
what?
Season.
Let's do that.
You want to. What? We can
Yay!
Do that?
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Right. Merry Christmas.
Yay! Good job, Mary.
Good job.
You too, Janie. See you at the movies.
I was going to give Mary 5 more seconds to name more things that you couldn't open under the tree. But
you just want to hear people say naughty things.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Yeah.
All right. Brian, what did Janie and Mary win today?
You both have a pair of passes to go to the movies thanks to our friends at Fandango.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, thanks. Great.
I like it. Mary. Mary Janie. I like
Mary
it.
Mary and Janie from It's a Wonderful Life.
That's it.
Janie was the one that George yelled at for playing the piano. Sorry,
right,
Janie.
Right, stop playing it. Damn. Ladies, we had fun. Brian, can we let him go?
You bet.
All right, so look, ladies, you can go to any movie you want. Those are $40.
Go see West cards. Side Story. It's the best.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Bye, ladies. Have a great holiday. Boy, they sound sold on that. Wow. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, really?
All right.
It's so good.
7:19.
Backing away slowly.
I guess you can't open marijuana under the tree, huh, Mary? Okay.
Right?
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It is 7:27. It is 12:17, December. So you got Christmas a week from tomorrow. Could be your last weekend to shop, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is definitely the last weekend, unless you plan on shopping Christmas Day next week. So the folks at, Wham saw in the classic right? Last Christmas?
Yeah.
There's a new spin on it.
Is
that
there?
These fun, talented YouTubers have put out. I think it's pretty good. And it's, you know, apropos for the weekend.
Apropos. Don't hurt yourself.
I did. I should stretch. Okay, let's try it again. Here's a fun song called Last Christmas to Shop. Right.
Last weekend to go out and shop. It's getting too late to get something great. No time, so just buy them wine or $50 prepaid Visa. Last weekend to buy people stuff. Shopping while stores are packed, all because you slacked.
My life.
Yep, right there. Right,
right there.
All right, it is the last weekend, and it's also the last day for our great gift giveaway. So,
oh, yeah.
9 o'clock hour, we need you to get under the tree and pick our last prize to give away, and then qualifier, whoever wins that, lucky caller 10, mm-hmm. qualify for everything under the tree.
Nice.
Over how much, Brian?
$1,500.
Yes, in cash and merchandise.
Nice.
So be here for 9, and then we'll do it again at 10, 1, and 5 o'clock. Okay, Morning Court's up next. Jackie's waiting to talk to us. Here's her problem briefly. I guess her sister's kids expect a lot of nice presents from Aunt Jackie.
Really?
This year, Jackie's not having it, okay?
Okay.
Because when you give the gift, what do you want back? Gratitude.
Gratitude. Gratitude.
Yes, gratitude. Yes, thank you.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Gratitude. Thank you. Okay.
Put that on a sign somewhere.
You don't want attitude. You want
gratitude.
There you have it.
Look at you. Look, I'm going to get you a sign.
No, you don't.
Gratitude, not attitude.
That's right. Words to live by. Okay, Morning Court. In 10 minutes, Jackie's can't wait to hear what you have to say. Okay, Brian, how are the roads?
Jackie, right, brought to you by Lowe's.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
So what's the issue here? Christmas just around the corner. You got some ungrateful kids? What's the deal?
Yeah, it makes it a little stressful. So here's my problem. Every Christmas, I buy my sister's kids really nice presents. And every single year, they're so ungrateful. If I buy something they already have, they're like, I have this already, instead of just saying thank you.
Right.
And yeah, I've never actually gotten a thank you at all, actually.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm not talking about little kids. That's understandable. I mean, these kids, they're in middle school, and it's just going to get worse now that they're teenagers.
So they just open the presents and toss it aside if they don't like it?
They're like, I have this already, and they toss it, and that's it.
Oh, my God.
It's rude.
Yeah.
That's so unbelievable.
Wow. So you have it's your sister's kids. Teenagers are tough.
No one wants to deal with
especially
them.
Someone else.
They're like terrorists.
They really are. So you say you don't want to cause a fight or anything. What's the story with your sister and as far as that goes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're her kids. I don't want to cause a family fight. You know, I don't want to come across like I'm judging her parenting, but I mean, it's really rude. You know, her kids should have better manners than that. And I can't take it anymore. Like, should I say something? And if I say something, like, how do I say something? Or should I just stop giving these brats presents? Like, I don't know how to handle it.
See, sounds good.
I wonder what you're leaning toward.
See, sounds pretty good. Wow.
That's, you know, some kids are not taught how to gracefully open a present.
I know it.
And
know
it's
it.
Like, ugh.
Oh, man. That's it. Cause I know you don't want to be that aunt that just doesn't bring any gifts. Then you become that aunt. So
they won't take care of you when you're
no,
that old.
No, they will
aunt.
Not.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Not going to come visit you. But there needs to be a lesson taught here.
Yeah.
So that is the question. What should Jackie do? Jack, I agree with that. That stinks. I don't like it. But here's the good news. We have listeners who have maybe, you know, experienced this themselves and have some advice we can offer up. So we'll see what Jackie should do because we're, you know, Christmas is around the corner.
Right.
Going to be sitting there at the sister's house looking at those ungrateful kids.
Right.
Right? So we get it. Jackie, stay tuned, okay?
I will. Thank you so much because I really don't know what to do. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating. It really is.
It is.
Yeah, you don't want to be a mean aunt, but you also want to be like, I need some respect.
Well, because you're going to get hot under the collar. You're going to be sitting there steaming as they're just, well, I already have this. I didn't want this.
Exactly. Every single year.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see if we can make it different this year. All right, let's help Jackie out. 888-410-1057. Thank you, Jackie. Stay tuned. We'll be interested to hear what you think about all the listeners, what they have to say, okay? So stick around.
I will.
Okay, Christmas a week from Saturday. She's just kind of tired of her sister's kids and their non-gratitude, okay?
Their attitude, not gratitude.
That's what she gets from them. Mm-hmm. Attitude, not gratitude. What should she do? I know your solution is to, you know, for her to drink lots of wine. And
no, that's not my solution.
Oh, okay.
That was just, you know, like...
Just an idea.
You know, take the edge off so you don't scream at them and storm out of the house. No, there's a better way. Trust me.
Let's find out. 888. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
No.
410-105. Just go nap upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Open them without me here. Yeah,
fine. Okay. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. LBF and Brian. Wonderful Christmas time. Aren't we having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, we are.
It is wonderful. You know who's not having a wonderful Christmas time is Jackie in Morning Court. She's got her sister's kids who are middle school, right?
Yep.
And they're just unappreciative of all the gifts that she's given them over the years, and she's kind of fed up. So she's going to celebrate with them over next weekend during the holidays. And she's at the point where she really might not get anything just to teach them a lesson. Right. But is that the right lesson? All right. So she's in Morning Court with questions. So we have Patsy from Boston. But is your name Patsy Boston?
Yes. My name is Patsy Boston, and I'm from Boston.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
When I go to the store, people are like, okay, when you go to put in, you know, your name and stuff for, like, coupons. They're like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, Patsy. Oh, how's that spelled? Boston, like the city. Some people are like, oh, is it I-N or E-N? I'm like, no, it's O-N.
Wow. Patsy, is that your married name, Boston, or is that your original name?
Well, that is my original name. My husband is like, hey, listen, come on. I'm like, don't you want to take my name?
And? I'd take that name. Bob Boston's great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's not why you call, Patsy. But what?
No.
Patsy, why? What advice do you have? What?
Okay, well, I have two nephews, and my parents, they just give them everything in the world, and they have so many stinking toys. We went through the toy bucket, like, 3 days ago, and I was there for 6 hours cleaning out the thing, so they don't need anything. But, so what I tell them is, you know, you have everything. Your grandparents, they give them to you. So what I'm going to get you is a Sharesy gift. That way, if one of you doesn't like it, one will. I mean, ever since my nephews were little, I've been saying you get what you get and you don't get upset. And that's it.
I like that, Patsy.
If they don't like it, that's it.
That's it. So, that's it. I'm not taking it back. Right. Good.
That's the only thing that works. And then they grew up knowing that. So I know you got to intertwine it into their brains and then that's that. And you know, a
Sharesy
gift.
I like a Sharesy gift.
Well,
I always get Dave Sharesy gifts. Let's go away for the weekend. That's a Sharesy gift.
Yeah,
I want to go away.
He doesn't mind that as long as he gets to go.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right, Patsy, it was great meeting you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that. It's
so
good advice.
Oh, thanks,
thank you.
Patsy.
Bye, Patsy. Okay, let's say hi to John. What do you say, John? Got some tough love. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I say you give the kids toothbrush, toothpaste, washcloths, you know, towels.
Tell them to clean up their act.
Like, I mean, if they can't appreciate, you know, your kindness, then you don't do it.
You know what? How about some soap on a rope? That's a good gift.
I have a niece and a nephew. Mm. but my brothers, and they have no problem.
Yeah.
And then I have a niece and a nephew to a marriage, mm-hmm. and I treat those kids the same as I treat my brother's kids. And I give them something, and they're like all over me. They send me cards. They send me letters. Yeah. They, right. You know. But if they can't, you know, then you,
they get
you give them what they need. Okay. You know? Right.
All right, Ed.
Love it.
John, rather?
You know?
Thanks, John. You're breaking up a little bit. But, you know, soap on a rope is a great gift.
Is it?
I like it.
I'm so glad you're sharing that.
Never falls on the floor.
No.
All right, Joanne, what do you say?
Well, I'm a big animal advocate, and I thought with all the shelters, with all the animals that need homes,
yes.
I would, if I was the woman, I'd say, you know, this year I'm starting a new tradition. I'd like to donate on your behalf, say $25, say, to an animal shelter, and maybe you could research one that you like, and then they would realize there are less fortunate people or animals out there that need help instead of them getting a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year it could be a different shelter.
Good idea. It's a good idea. Yep. They get to pick it, though, right?
Right. Well,
that's good.
Yeah, they could pick it, and they could actually try to learn about caring and share. You know,
I like that idea.
Instead of getting a gift.
They're learning, and then, you know...
Because they act like animals.
Oh, well,
the animals are going to get the present. See how it's coming together? Together.
Lovely bow.
Yeah, you filthy animals. Yep. Going to the dogs.
How could anybody falter? How could someone falter and say, she didn't give a gift to my child?
No.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
You're being very generous.
Thank you, Joanne.
And you help an animal.
Got it.
Great.
Good advice. There it is. Joanne, have a great holiday, okay?
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Very nice. Bye. That'd ring the bell of satisfaction, or that. I mean, there we go.
There
satisfied
go.
Customer. Thank
bell
you, Joanne.
Of satisfaction.
That's right. Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bell of satisfaction.
You get that? Okay. Ed.
Anyway.
Ed. Hey, good morning, Ed. What advice do you have for Jackie today, who's probably listening, shaking her head right now? Good grief. Let's get some solid advice, Ed.
How you doing?
We're good. What do you say?
The filthy animal, that was from Home Alone.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
I was thinking, I know, not that they probably don't deserve it the way they act, because I have a teenager also, and one that's going to be a teen in a couple of years. Maybe she should check with her sister and ask them what they can use. That way she doesn't get something that they already have. And they can't say, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we don't want that.
Wow, no sir.
That's good, Ed.
Okay.
They're still going to sling it, but at least, you know, it's something they'll need and use.
Right.
All right, Ed.
Okay.
I don't know if it's too late this year, because it's getting kind of close to Christmas, but maybe for next year if they have. You know
yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Ed, have a great holiday, okay? Yeah. We'll catch you down the road. Very nice. Hey, Ed's there. You know, just give them something they need.
Yeah.
Even if they throw it, they're going to use it down the road, right?
Right.
Right? Like, how about a shovel? They need a shovel.
Shovel.
Yes, help mom shovel some snow. How about that?
That's worse than coal.
You think so?
Oh, my God.
But I'm a pretty bow on it, huh?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, well, let's say good morning to our wild card player today. That would be Julie from Ashburnham. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, listen to that energy coming out of there now. Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I am a special education teacher in Gardner, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And a mom of two.
Really?
So big shout out to my son, Nate, who's playing with me right now in the car.
Uh-huh. Hey, Nate.
How old is Nate?
He's 18.
All right. All well, right, maybe Nate can help out a little bit.
Yeah.
No Googling, Nate. No Googling. We're a Google-free game. All right, let's see if we can get you $1,000. Julie, wouldn't that be great right before Christmas, okay?
That would be great.
Now, have you heard us play the game before? Because you are a wild card. We just picked up the phone.
Right? Oh, yes. Yep, I play every day with you.
Saying all the right things.
I just lose.
Oh, no.
Don't,
no, no.
Not today. Not today.
Okay, Julie, you know, go ahead, get 10 right. We'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Julie, here we go.
What's 9 plus 1?
10.
How many holes in a round of golf?
18.
What's the hardest rock?
Pass.
What zodiac sign is a crab?
Sagittarius.
What do you call deer meat?
Pass. Venice. Venison.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
What's the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
From which country are kangaroos from?
Australia.
Whose petals did George Bailey pocket in It's a Wonderful Life?
Pass.
True or false, napalm was first used during World War II?
True.
What's the hardest rock?
Oh, the buzzer?
You play baseball on a...
You want him for Christmas?
Girl's best friend?
Diamond.
Well, no.
Oh,
but you know what? You did a good job.
You did. You and Nate did a great job.
You and Nate did a
great job. You got 7 right.
Right. So
not
there you
bad,
go.
Guys. Team.
Yeah, so the hardest rock is a diamond. The zodiac sign that's a crab is Cancer. And whose petals did George Bailey pocket in It's a Wonderful Life? Zuzu's petals.
Zuzu's petals are right here.
That's right.
Pocket.
You remember Zuzu?
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
You have
a diamond. I definitely don't want the diamond, so we're all good with that one.
Well,
Nate, what a lucky husband you have.
All right, Brian.
What? I'm just saying.
Gee whiz, the woman's trying to just, you know.
Simmel down now.
Yeah, gee whiz, please. Good Lord. Hey, Julie.
But you did great.
You did great. Get 7 out of 10. Now, as you know, everybody leaves with something, right? Okay. How about a $100 gift card to the 99 restaurant?
Woohoo! You made my day.
There you go.
So glad. Not diamonds.
No, all she wants is 99 gift cards are the perfect gift. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card. Don't forget, you can call ahead for curbside 99. Always the real deal. Enjoy that, Julie and Nate. We're glad you're out there listening. We appreciate it. Okay. All right,
Thank you.
Don't go away. We need to get all the details so we can get you that 99 gift card.
Yeah, awesome.
It's $100 to 99.
Okay.
Right.
It's
yes,
nice
I
them
get
to
it.
Do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that
is nice.
Extra dollar.
Yeah, because they could have done 99, but no.
Nope.
If I was there, I would. You know that.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, fine. anyway, you want to play Super Smart? Here's all you got to do. Go to WROR.com, right?
Yes, just sign up to play. And then while you're there, play the multiple choice quiz. We do it every day. You just play it, slay it, we pay it. It's easy.
Boom, just like that. Okay, it's 8:12. Brian, let's check the roads.
All right, we got some problems out there. This is brought to you by...
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, we talked to Jackie earlier, 35 minutes ago. She is Aunt Jackie, and I guess she is not happy with her nephews and nieces' attitudes because they don't show gratitude. It's all attitude.
It's all attitude.
Christmas gifts, they sling it. Yeah, I already have that.
Ugh.
I didn't want this. Wasn't on my list.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Get all that.
You wait, kids. You wait to talk about your crazy aunt with her terrible gifts until when she leaves.
Yes. That's right.
Wow.
So,
stupid.
So Jackie is not looking so much forward to spending the holidays with the nieces and nephews, her sister's kids, because of that very reason. She's asked the question, should I say something? If so, how or what? Or just stop giving presents this year? Okay, that's drastic, but hey, she came to Morning Court. She wants to know what you think. So we'll get it started with Laura. What do you say, Laura?
Yeah, I would definitely stop giving gifts to those kids. They need to be taught some manners, and shame on her sister for not giving them those manners.
You mean right here, right now, this year, nothing?
Etiquette. Yeah, nothing. Zippo, zero.
Wow.
Nada.
Wow.
Not only that, because you know what? Think about what they're going to be like as they become older and adults. They're going to think that they're owed something and how they're going to make somebody feel bad.
Yeah.
If they're giving a gift from their heart,
yeah,
and you have somebody who's so unappreciative, I wouldn't give them anything.
All right. Laura, hey, that's
up
what she
love. I love it.
That's what she came for. All right, thank you, Laura. Have a great Christmas.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Oh, thank you. Sorry, Delana. Advice for Jackie today.
Yes, I think that Jackie should spend the money that she was going to spend on the kids and donate to local charities in their name.
Oh yeah, the old "I donated in your name" trick. That's not a bad idea.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
benefits the charity.
Do they pick the charity or you pick it?
No, she can pick it. That way, if they're not appreciative, she knows the money went somewhere good.
Well, yes. You're Delana. You're good. I like it.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling, Delana.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate that. Have a great Christmas. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
All right, let's say hi to Terry. Terry, I think, is playing hardball too, right, Terry? Good morning.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know, it's either give them a $10 gift card or nothing at all and say, be done with it. I wouldn't put up with it.
Terry says not put up nothing. $10 gift card.
Nothing.
Wow, yeah, not even a Dunkin's gift card? Maybe that, just $10.
No, they don't deserve it. If they're that ungrateful, uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Terry.
Have a great day.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye. Just, yeah, I'm messing around.
All right.
Steve, what advice do you have, Steve?
Don't give them anything. They're unappreciative little bastards. Give them nothing. They'll remember that for the rest of their life.
Steve says, give them something to remember. Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
All right, Steve.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Hey, Donna.
Yes.
Good morning, Donna.
Well, I said if they exchange gifts, if they give her gifts, have the same attitude with the gift that they give her and just say, I already have this, or it's really not my color.
Fire with fire.
It sounds kind of petty, but maybe, you know. They'll see how rude, and maybe they'll realize that they hurt her feelings.
I think once in a while you got to turn.
Unless they just don't care.
Yeah. Well, I like that. Just have the same attitude. Maybe you go over the top so they see what Jack is doing. Like,
this stinks. Throw it across the room. Yes. Like, and just jump up and down and have a holy blue Jesus fit.
I love it.
Donna, a tantrum.
I love it. Yeah. And shotgun a beer. Yeah. I don't know. Let's go crazy.
Right. Let them know how you feel, you know, that it hurts your feelings.
I like it, Donna.
You know,
good stuff.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Have a great Christmas, Donna.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Okay, bye bye. Donna's gonna say
your sass is unappreciated here.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Lisa. You have a novel idea,
my God.
Don't you, Lisa?
Yes. Just give them gifts they actually want. For God's sake. Why does she keep giving them gifts they don't want and they don't like them? I mean, they're making their feelings obvious. So don't be the aunt when the kids grow up and they go, oh, my God, remember Auntie Jackie? She gave us the worst Christmas gift ever. Oh, my God.
Lisa,
what they want.
You've touched on brilliance here.
It kind of. I mean, I like it.
As long as they appreciate it, though, right?
Right. But, you know.
Yeah.
You have to
give them what they want. I have tons of nieces and nephews, and I always ask them what they want. Mm. And every single Christmas, they're happy because they get what they want.
Everybody loves
Aunt
Lisa.
Although, I feel like if you give bad gifts, you will be remembered better.
not the way you want it.
Not the way you want, but
not maybe the way
Jackie's
you want.
Horrible at giving.
Yeah,
gifts.
Maybe she's terrible.
Yeah,
just throw money at him. That's what you do. Just throw money at the problem. That's what Bruce Beckham says.
She's just not a good gift giver.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. That's a novel idea.
It is.
Give them what they want.
What they want. Rob, what do you say, Rob?
I say you can go two ways with it. One, she could take a piece of pen and a piece of paper and make cards and say, Merry Christmas, you little brat.
All right.
Or two, if they're not old enough to drive, you can get them gift cards for car washes.
I feel like I feel like I had relatives that did that.
Uncle
to me.
Rob.
Uncle Rob. They can't drive car washes, see? That expire when they get their license.
I have grandkids.
All right.
My 6-year-old granddaughter wants to buy my boat back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
There's kids out there that are very, very grateful for everything you get them, no matter what it is.
I like it.
And then there's mine.
And when they're not?
No, my nieces are.
Yeah, well, mine too, but, you know.
All right, Rob.
No, it's that's good.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Rob.
Boy, Uncle Rob.
Uncle Rob.
Got a clean car.
That's Rob. I love these little diabolical gifts.
There's some
the gift cards with nothing on them.
Yeah, we heard that one.
I mean, there's car washes for kids with no cars.
Right. We got some tough uncles here and aunts who are playing some hardball. Scott Zolak next. We're going to talk to Zoe. The Pats play Saturday night. Big game for us. We'll see what Zoe thinks about that and much more next.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Diving catch, Henry! Yeah. Touchdown! Patriots!
What a throw by Mac Jones!
Touchdown! Patriots!
Holy crap! What a throw! On the skinny to the left side! Way to go, Mac Jones! Way to put it behind you!
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's Football Friday with Scott Zolak, and it's brought to you by Dunkin', also brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. CSB wishes their customers and community a happy and healthy holiday season. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF. Hey, Zoe.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
How's everybody doing?
It's our last time before New Year's, I think so. Man, we got some work to do today.
We're
going to jump in, okay?
All right.
Because I want to see if we can get three games reviewed with you real quick.
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to start Saturday night, 8:15 in Indy. I know you got to go. What are your thoughts on that?
Shaping up to be probably the toughest one because it's indoors. It's at Indy. There's more at stake for them. They need the game. They got 6 losses. It's you and Indy really playing well right now.
Right.
Patriots and Indy, but, I mean, Chiefs are really coming on, too. Ultimately, I think it's New England and the Chiefs.
Okay.
2-team race in the AFC and all these other type teams like Indy, Buffalo, trying to stay alive and get in.
So we're trying to stay alive for...
Number one seed. Bob, that's right.
That's it.
You might get to go home playoff game, buddy.
Right. Bye week and...
Mary already gave me all your tickets for it.
Of course. Mary's our general manager, market manager. As it turns out, she really likes Zoe.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, what do you think? I mean, he's having a pretty decent year.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of his.
Okay.
We played against him when he was down with Philly. I think he's a pocket guy, Judon should be big in this game. Van Noy, condense that pocket, get after him, hit him.
All right, give me a score.
27-20 Patriots.
Okay, that's close. All right, let's go to the Bills. That's the next game because, again, we're on vacation, but we want to hear your thoughts on that. It's a revenge game at Gillette.
I think you killed Buffalo a couple weeks ago. You know, they've had a nice 11-month reign as AFC East champs.
Yeah.
I don't know, score. I think you win that game by 10.
Okay, so now you got 2 for 2.
Yep.
The third game, Jacksonville, they just fired.
Who knows? They fired their coach, so they might be pretty good now. You never know, because that guy's a dink.
Brian, that's what you were saying.
Enough bad
right?
things can't happen to Urban Meyer.
Wow.
And the saddest part is there'll be some college or university sitting there with an $80 million check ready to give it to him.
Right.
Guy's a loser.
If half of what they said about him is true, that's enough, right?
Just the fact these stories are coming out, when it actually happens, then all the stories start to come out.
Okay.
And just go back to the days when he was with Florida, when all the stuff that he covered up down there.
Yeah, and Ohio. So, no, he's a bad dude.
Not bringing up certain names.
Yeah. No, that's no urban myth. It's all true.
That's a really? Observation.
They're right there.
Do not
right
encourage there. Him. Do not encourage him.
I love the
him.
Observation.
Come on, right?
That's right.
That's good.
You should wash your car more.
that is true. And we're going to see you again before the Dolphins.
Yewe'll
talk about
Dolphins,
that.
Yeah.
But all right, LBF, you got a
Christmas
question.
I got some questions. I got Christmas. I got New Year's. I got birthday.
All right, go for it.
All right, what'd you get for your birthday? You just had a birthday, by the way.
What's every guy want for their birthday?
What did you get, though?
I think I got a power drill. Sneakers. Yeah, oh. Stuff that dads need.
That's
yeah.
it,
dad
right?
Stuff?
We don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want. I told her, I'm old enough. I don't want anything. We have everything. I don't want a damn thing.
Okay, that's good. Right. Christmas traditions. What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, God, that's a good one. Christmas traditions. There would always be something that was started inside the house, whether a snowblower or a lawnmower. My grandfather would always do it. He's not with us anymore, so I might carry that on, like bringing the snowblower, fire it up, get some CO2 stuff inside the house.
Oh, nice little buzz.
Delicious buzz.
Yeah.
No, like, we're not into eggnog or any of that. We do a prime rib on Christmas. The night before, being Russian Orthodox, we have this bread that we have honey with garlic that we eat with fish and mushroom soup, bean soup. Oh, so no eating meat the night before.
All right, I like it.
It's sort of like those Italians. They do the Feast of the Seven
Fishes. Yeah, we do that.
You guys Italian? Any?
Yeah, I'm half Italian.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Only three and a half.
Yeah.
That doesn't count going long John Silver's.
No,
okay? You got to cook.
No, it does not.
You got that right.
Swedish fish don't count either.
Right.
All right, and New Year's resolution.
Ooh, oh, God, I got to lose some weight.
No,
it always is. You always got to lose weight. Just be a better person again, you know.
Again?
Again, try. Screw up during the year. This, like, you know, I'm gonna be better.
So, here's the deal. You're 6'6. Yeah. You carry it well. Don't worry about
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
It's
She's always, too, like, don't you dare give me one of those pajama things, those new things, especially pre wrapped.
What?
What, your wife?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, or me.
Okay. All these corny.
Oh, she doesn't like that?
All the corny
pajamagrams
beads.
And all that?
Oh, yeah. Don't even think it.
No.
Do it, don't come on.
Your wife's better than that.
Yeah.
She's better.
She deserves
better. Plus,
they're
like, we'll take all the wrapping out of your thing. Oh, yeah, it's pre-wrapped, too. You got that thing pre-wrapped. you really did a lot of home good. You really cared a lot this year.
We care a lot.
Change the locks.
That's funny. Well, I'm surprised you didn't ask what he's going to get his wife. It's a secret.
I imagine that he can't.
No.
Tell me.
We're not doing that. We do it for the kids.
Okay.
Because we have everything you need,
right?
She has all the little nighties she
Plus,
ever
I can't I could never shop for her.
No.
She shops herself.
Yeah.
No.
It's better. It's better that way. Because then you don't insult anybody.
I get like a camo shirt or something. No.
Right. One time Dave got me a choker necklace.
Deer stand for a tree. Like, she wouldn't like any of that stuff.
Well, he got you a choker?
Dave got me a choker necklace one time.
And, a kinky choker?
Oh, no. No.
With the spikes?
No, it hardly fit.
So you've watched 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yes.
Here we go.
So you don't have one of those rooms in your house.
No, I don't. Do you?
All right.
Huh?
So, do you want?
No. He kills me.
So, do you want Mary to still like you?
She'll be more intrigued by it. Trust me.
Well,
I mean, really, what's not to love? Right. A whole room?
Right.
What are you
Mary,
hope out here.
Well, she likes us. All right. So it's Saturday night, 8:15. So we're not sure. 98.5, the Sports Hub. So have a great Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening all year. These guys are great. Love coming in with you guys. Talk football.
It's the best.
Yeah, you guys are fun. Plus the station booms.
That's it.
Well, that's
have a great
plus
Christmas.
Plus, play Christmas tunes every damn day.
We're sneaking those in, though.
We sneak them in. It's not 24/7.
No, right. We sneak them in.
We
right?
know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Too much
See you
of
guys.
A good thing.
Have a great holiday.
All right, you
Merry
too.
So.
Merry Christmas.
So we didn't talk a lot of football, but
a little slap and tickle with Scott Zolak.
Yes,
Oh my God!
He feels good about
the name of our next.
Is that what it's going? He feels good about our game Saturday night, which is going to be good.
Okay, good. I don't remember anything he said about football.
I know. He likes our chances. Okay, Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Duncan and Clinton Savings Bank. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Some holiday music right there. Dean Martin, Let It Snow. That was a cheap date back then.
What, just corn for popping?
I brought some corn for popping.
You love the olden days for that very reason,
don't you? Yes, cheap date.
Yep.
I got some corn for popping.
$40 steak.
I got a flask in my pocket.
Ready to roll.
Let it snow. We're not going anywhere, sister.
Jeez.
We're going to pop us some popcorn.
All right. That's it.
Get the popcorn ready. Hey, we did lose the great Norm McDonald last year, and he was so funny, and I think you said it perfectly, LBF, you didn't appreciate him as much when he was alive as you do now, because he's there.
Yep.
You just forgot. Well, he did a great bit about the 12 days of Christmas and what that would actually feel like if you were the recipient of all those gifts. Here's the great Norm MacDonald.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know, I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey. And Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. But the thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. As you know, honey, I'm more of a hat person, really.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans to swim and 6 geese to lay and 5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. No, I like the 5 gold rings. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird. It turns out that geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds.
10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking.
Hi, honey. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves.
Honey, I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. What's he going to do with those maids a-milking, right? And lords a-leaping.
Lords a-leaping are annoying.
They are. We stopped the leaping.
With the leaping.
Sit down.
Yes.
Have some popcorn.
Right, exactly. Relax. Let it snow.
I made some popcorn. Everybody wants some popcorn.
Really, can just please relax.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down. The leaping and the milking.
Yay.
All right. That was a great Norm MacDonald. We thought you'd appreciate that. Okay, it's 8:58. The window to win your gift under the tree is coming up. 8:45, 8:55. All you got to do is sit back, relax, and be caller 10.
Right? All right.
That's it.
Those things.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.